Yavam is Perk Beis Mishnah Tes. Hamevi get mi medina sayam. If a person brings a get from overseas, v'omar b'fanei nechtam v'fanei nechtam. And he says, in front of me, it was written and signed, like it says in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Machlokas, what's the reason this has to be done? Whether or not the people from Medina Sayam are not Bikim in writing it Lishma, or they're not. There weren't a lot of common caravans that were going from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they wouldn't be able to validate the Edim that were written there. So Chazal made the Shliach be Meyed and testify that the get was written and signed in front of him, and it's not forged. Both of these reasons are brought in Gittin, but that's why in this Mishnah, this is why he's saying this. So he's bringing the get, this shliach, this messenger is bringing it from Medina Siam, and he says the get was written and signed in front of him. Lo yisa es ishto. This shliach should not marry this woman after he brings her the get. And this seems obvious, because he's the guy that we're relying on, like the Rav says, to say that she's divorced, and he's the one bringing the get, and it will not look too good. And it'll actually seem that he's doing this in order to marry her. Mace. However, if the guy is coming from overseas and he says that her husband died, haragtiv, or he says that I killed him, haragnuhu, or he says that we killed him, but he was amongst other people. Mefarshim explained it doesn't mean that he was actually one of the ones that actually killed him, we're going to see soon. It just means he was there when it happened. Lo yisa sishto. He also shouldn't marry this woman. However, even though he can't marry her, it sounds like she still can get married to somebody else. Why is this? Because there's a concept that in Eid Echad, one witness is believed to be made on a woman that her husband died, in order for her to be allowed to marry somebody else. All you need is an Eid Echad. And what's interesting here is that one of the cases is where the guy says that he killed her husband. Now, if he's the one that killed her husband, if we're believing him to say that, that means that he's making himself a Rasha. We're going to soon see how this plays out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haragtiv, loitinasi ishto. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says, I killed her husband, then we do not let her get remarried. Loitinasi ishto. Forget about him. Obviously, he can't marry her. But she can't get remarried to anybody based on this. Haragnuhu tinasi ishto. But if he would say that he was amongst those that killed her husband, but he didn't actually kill him, then we allow her to get remarried. What's the difference? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that since he's saying that he killed her husband, that means he's being moda that he's a Rasha. And a Rasha is pasul for Eidus. And if he's pasul for Eidus, we can't believe him that her husband's killed. So she can't marry anybody else because he's pasul. We don't believe him. But according to the Tanakhama, the klal is that a person cannot make himself into a Rasha. We can't believe a person to give Eidus on himself. In other words, when he says that I killed her husband, he's giving testimony that he himself is a Rasha. So he's giving testimony on himself too. And we don't believe a person when he gives testimony on himself, because a person to himself is a karov, he's a relative. We don't believe testimony on relatives. So the closest relative a person has is himself. So therefore, we don't believe that he's a Rasha. However, even though we don't believe him when he says, I killed him, we do believe him for half of that statement, that at least we'll believe him that the guy was killed. This is called palginan dibure. We sort of split up his words. That we'll believe on the totsah of the action. In other words, we believe that the action happened, but we don't believe that he was the one that did it. We believe that the guy was killed, but we don't believe you to give testimony on yourself that you're a Rasha. But we believe on the other part of the action, which was that the guy was killed. I guess maybe he was killed by somebody else or whatever. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, both of these cases, she can go and get remarried.